Hey peeps, let me tell you something. I went to a hackathon. A what? A hackathon, that's right. And I wanted to tell you a bit about it because it was awesome. Actually, it was one of the best things I ever did. So these next few segments are just me talking about it and the things I learned from it. So maybe first let me explain to you what a hackathon is. So the word hackathon is made out of the words hacking and marathon. You maybe could have guessed that already. So what does it mean? It's a competition where groups of people work together on an idea and try to get to a code-based solution. So it's based on programming. That's why it's hacking. And it's usually like on the time span of from a few hours to a few days. And usually because that time frame is very limited and you want to achieve as much as possible because it is a competition. Often people work through. So for us, for example, it was 2 days. And so we worked through the night, which meant I was awake for about 40 hours straight. And that's why you get the word marathon in there. So how does this all work? Well, there are different types of hackathons, obviously, and the one I went through was a van hackathon. So there was a van, a car provided, and the idea had to do something with the van. And so sometimes there are preformed groups, and sometimes people form at the event, and that was the case for my team. So I had an idea of building a chatbot for a delivery van, which delivers packages, obviously, and the chatbot would basically ask the customer if he's home or not, and he can like choose where to leave the packages if he's not home, and like the delivery driver doesn't have to get out of the car if the person is not home, so it saves time. And so I pitched that idea at the beginning, and then a few people formed around that. So we had a group of 5 people, 3 coders. I actually can't program, which is very interesting. And yeah, we basically worked on that for pretty much 24 hours. 24 hours we had for programming, and then after that you present your idea and your product and what you achieved to a jury, and then they judge it, and then there are prizes. And unfortunately, we didn't win any prize, but it was still a very exciting experience. And as you maybe already heard, I don't program. I can't program, which is very interesting for a hackathon where hacking is such a big component. So the next 3 segments will be the things I learned from it, and none of those will be programming, which is, well, it's because the time frame is way too short to learn programming. But I still took so much from it, and I wanted to just share these few things with you. So these are what the new segments will be. Enjoy! So the first thing I took from it's called an idea is only worth as much as its implementation. And what I mean with that is that in a hackathon, you have a very limited time frame. Like I said, we had 24 hours to code our solution. So what I mean with an idea is only worth as much as its implementation. Like, you can spend all day, we could have spent all our 24 hours just designing and brainstorming and fantasizing about what our chatbot or product in general should be able to do. And you can spend a lot of time on it and it's a lot of fun. But in the end, you have to present a product, and what really counts is like the physical thing you can show. Like when it's code, of course, it's the code on the screen. It's not that physical, I'm sorry, but that is what counts. Like it doesn't, in the end, it counts the product you can show and present, and not the product you envisioned in your mind, because people can envision the craziest thing. But it's about execution. What can you actually do about this idea? What can you actually do? And of course, this time limit is very extreme for an event like a hackathon. But This applies to anything. If you like in the real world, let's say you want to create a product, even there, time is limited, even if it's not 24 hours. But any add-on you want to add and implement takes extra time, and that extra time will take you back on your release date or whatever. And so, yeah, that's the first thing I took from it. An idea is only worth as much as its implementation. The second lesson I took from it is called prioritizing is the number one priority. And this is based on the last lesson. Like, as I said, it counts what you can actually present, and time is limited. So with time being limited, you have to decide on what you want to actually work on. What are the things you want to implement first? So you have to prioritize. What's your MVP? MVP meaning minimum viable product. What does your app or program has to do? What does it need to do to have the core functionality? And also you have to decide what add-ons do sound kind of cool and are interesting and are fun to talk about and fantasize about, but are not really necessary for the solution your program or app is going to provide. You have to prioritize. And so this is very important. Like, if you just start working and do whatever, everyone worked on the idea he likes, in the end it's all scattered and you only have fragments of here we got a little bit of that done and a little bit of that, and here's the start of that, but that is not completely finished, and you don't really have a product to show, and you need that in any case. Like, again, it's extreme for a competition like this, but it applies, I would say, it applies to whatever product or idea you want to implement. So start with prioritizing. And now to the third and last lesson I took from this hackathon. It's called don't get attached to any of your previous decisions. And what do I mean with that? So in a competition like this, but again, for probably any other team project or project in general, you make a lot of decisions. You have to make a call on what to focus on and what not. This comes back to the last lesson again. But what I mean with that, let me explain it as an example of what actually happened for us. So in the beginning, we decided to program in a framework code called Node-RED. It's a software tool and it's a drag and drop kind of system. And it was very convenient because it allowed non-coders of our group, like me, to get into it and actually contribute because it's so intuitive. So even I could get into it pretty quickly. So I had more stuff to do. That's why we decided on it. But as we got more and more into it, and we learned more about it, and we made quite a lot of progress, but we again and again encountered problems with it. And because the programmers in our group also didn't have any previous experience with this software tool, so they also had to get into it. Obviously, for them it went much faster because they had this previous idea of how things work. But like I said, we made a lot of progress and we definitely learned a lot about it and got to know it better. But we also encountered more and more problems. So at one point we had to make a decision. Do we try to make this specific programming language work and keep working on it, or do we pivot and decide to use a different programming language? A programming language my programmers have experience on, but the non-coders can't contribute on. So we had to decide, and obviously we could have stick to our previous decision, which was to code in Node-RED. But we actually, in the middle of the night, like at 3 a.m., we completely switched programming language, and so we basically had to start all over again halfway through the competition, which was a major setback and a lot of stress. But here's the thing, I think it was the best and most important decisions we made in the whole competition. Of course, I can't predict how far we would have gotten if we would have tried to make Node-RED work, But just from my feeling, gut feeling, I would say it would have been less, just from how much progress we made before. And so that's what I mean with don't get attached to any of your previous decisions. Yes, you make decisions, and yes, you make wrong decisions. So be ready to backtrack and change your opinion. Do something different. Don't stick with what you first decided. If it's the wrong thing, if the reality dictates that it's not really working out, don't be stubborn and try to make it work anyway. Just pivot, and that's the important of pivoting in general. So, like I said, this decision, which was very hard to make, was probably the best decision we make, and it was only possible because we didn't get attached to it in the first place. We were not stubborn. So this is the third lesson I took from it. So these were the major things I learned from it, and why I think the hackathon was such a valuable experience, even though I couldn't program and I still can't program. So let me hear what you think. Give me a call in of what if you ever had an experience like this, or if you have any thoughts on the things I learned. I would love to hear your opinion or just feedback in general. And of course, these were only the lessons I took from it. Also, I could have spent a long time just talking about the experience. Obviously, just working through the night and being awake for 40 hours was an adventure in and of itself. A lot of pizza involved, a lot of coffee and Red Bull involved, a lot of almost falling asleep involved. So besides just learning a lot, the experience was also one of the most fun things I did in a long time. So even if you don't care so much about programming or something like that, if you just want to have fun and work with people on something and work through the night and be completely almost falling dead after you did it. Like I said, I was 40 hours awake for straight. So that was awesome in and of itself. And this was me talking about my hackathon. Again, let me hear what you think. I would love to hear it. And see you guys. Bye.